Protests are taking place outside the National Immigration Office in Dublin this lunchtime. They're angry at the way 35 Nigerians, many of whom had lived here for nearly 5 years, and some who've left children behind, have been deported. And they're worried for their safety in Nigeria. Meanwhile, dozens of people are queuing up outside the Nigerian embassy in Donnybrook. The Nigerian citizens were sent notification to arrive at the embassy this morning to collect their passports, and many are very concerned following the latest deportations. Our reporter Colma Fahy spoke to some of them.
You can see the trouble here, so back at home is the same. So please, they should help our people.
I don't know what we can do because we need this passport urgently, because the application is going to close on the 31st of this March, and we are not even given the passport yet, so we don't know what to do. And we don't know the reason why the government are still deporting people again. It's very, very unfair. It's very bad. They are treating us as if, I think they are racist. That's what I can put it. The governments are very, very racist. When you announce that you want to give people paper to their residency, why deporting people again? We are not safe. Like me now, when I had the news yesterday, I was pregnant. I almost fainted in the house when I had the news that they deported people. I have to rush out from there. I didn't sleep in my house yesterday with my children because I don't know what is going to happen. I've been in this country for 5 years. My husband had a work permit, and he has already worked for 3 years, 3.5 years in this country without any paper. So we don't know what is going on. What are we going to do again?
They're confused. They don't know what they're doing. They're just collecting money, telling you to go and come back. Why can't we get the passport from our country? Must it be here?
I was so panicked when I heard about that, yes, you know. So it's so painful, you know. Seeing people deporting like animals is unfair, you know.
Writing that, I mean, these are your colleague, your the same people that came from the same place with you. They had a lot of dreams about making Ireland their home. Unfortunately, they have been bundled out overnight without prior deportation notifications, which is really, it's very frightening. It could happen to anybody, even to me just now. You know, somebody, a guy, they could walk up to me and say, well, he's going to deport me. And then, he goes and put me, you know.
A few months ago, I was in the same situation. We're all frightened. Some of us have been deported. It's not fair. At least they should allow them to stay here, work, and take care of themselves. I think it will make a better way than sending them back. Nigeria, there is nothing to write good about Nigeria. There is money there, but people are suffering.
In every immigration policy, there will be deportation. But it's transparency. Women who have been here for four or five years, who have children, who have integrated into the system, who are going to school, who in their community they are known, are being deported. Where's the transparency? Where's the fairness? It did cause panic, but virtually people who are here today are here to collect passport because they were told to, who are applying for the residency. So they are yet to collect passport. If you don't have a passport, you can be deported, because don't forget that after 31st, those who have not applied will be seen to be here illegally. Deportation now takes place. So that is the issue.
And that was some of the people gathered outside the Nigerian embassy this morning, speaking to our reporter Colma Fahy. Well, as I mentioned before that piece, the residents against racism have been demonstrating outside the National Immigration Office this lunchtime. Rosanna Flynn is from the organisation, and I spoke to her just before today's demonstration.
They've been certainly turned down, although they had amazing support, all those that we knew locally, all over Ireland. They'd integrated well in society, and that's supposed to matter. You know, people wrote letters in, people like teachers, head teachers of schools, local community groups. These people were well integrated. It's supposed to count for something. It actually doesn't count. Many of them, their lawyers were in the process of getting injunctions to get a judicial review granted, and that's a grey area. Once you have a date set or this permission for a judicial review, you won't be deported, usually, anyway.
And are you saying that some people have been deported while their cases are still being heard, or
yes,
before their cases have been heard?
Yes, we were trying to access lawyers, and of course all the lawyers' phones were engaged because everyone was trying to do the same thing. And a couple of people did manage to contact their lawyers. One case that we knew where a husband was taken in and, in fact, was out at the airport. And the lawyer went to court and got an injunction, and the husband and wife are together here now, you know.
How much warning are people getting before they're being deported? Is it a case of just somebody suddenly arriving at their house? Does
well,
a letter arrive in the post? How does this work?
There's a letter arrives in the post, and people are told to report up to the GNIB on Burgh Quay from all over Ireland again. From Castle Blaney to Mill Street and all points in between this time. And usually the final time they're told to report to the GNIB as well. This time they were dispersed to their own areas. They had to sign on at their local Garda station. There were only those who lived in Dublin were signing on Burgh Quay. And they were taken in and taken individually to their homes for their belongings and straight to the airport.
And in many of these cases, or at least in some of the cases that we've heard of, children have been left behind.
Absolutely. Two ladies that we know who were photographed actually with Bertie Ahern at at a multicultural party. That picture is in the newspapers today. We had the picture. Those two ladies, they each have one child with them, and the other children are still here in Ireland. Now, that's happened before. The mother's been deported and a young child left here.
And Rosanna, what's the hope for these parents who have left their children behind? Are they hopeful of coming back to Ireland? What happens to them when they get to Nigeria in terms of trying to do that?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. When they first got to Nigeria, they were all put into police custody, so much for such a wonderful democratic country, we're told Nigeria is. And they all had to pay the equivalent of €50 to get out. Now, to our knowledge, some people were taken, including, I believe, the young boy from school, who hadn't any money on him at all, in any currency.
So, if they do manage to get the money to get out of police custody, what's the process like then in terms of getting back to Ireland?
Well, we're telling people to contact lawyers in Nigeria, human rights lawyers, and because it cannot, I believe, I'm told by the legal people, that it cannot be done from Ireland. It has to be done by a lawyer in Nigeria or whatever country.
And that was Rosanna Flynn from Residents Against Racism speaking to me a short time ago about their demonstration outside the immigration office this afternoon. We'll have more stories after this break.